With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump says that for pregnant women, taking Tylenol, in his words, is not good. The president says the FDA links acetaminophen, better known as Tylenol, to autism in children and will be putting doctors on notice. Tylenol's manufacturer disputes the autism claim, and there are conflicting studies on the issue. Still, the president says, better safe than sorry.
I think you shouldn't take it, and you shouldn't take it during the entire pregnancy.
When it comes to weaponizing the Department of Justice, the Trump White House says, don't look at us.
Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt argues that it was the Biden administration who weaponized the DOJ, not President Trump.
Joe Biden used this sacred American institution to go after his political opponent in the middle of an election year.
Over the weekend, the president demanded that his attorney general take action on investigations related to former FBI Director James Comey, Senator Adam Schiff, and New York Attorney General Letitia James. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Taken off the air for controversial remarks about Charlie Kirk's accused assassin, Jimmy Kimmel's short-lived suspension is about to end.
ABC said on Monday that Jimmy Kimmel Live would return to its airwaves on Tuesday, ending an impasse that began last week. The Walt Disney Company, which owns ABC, said in a statement, quote, "Last Wednesday, we made the decision to suspend production of the show to avoid further inflaming a tense situation at an emotional moment for our country." The statement said, quote, "We've spent the last days having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy, and after those conversations, we reached the decision to return the show on Tuesday." Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Some ABC affiliates, including 39 stations owned by Sinclair Broadcast Group, say they will not air Jimmy Kimmel Live. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures, 31 points higher. NASDAQ futures are down 14 points. This is SRN News. A complaint from the Churches of England.
A coalition of denominations has issued a statement expressing dismay about the way that political groups and other secular organizations are co-opting Christian symbols, especially the cross. The statement says, quote, "As Christians from different theological and political backgrounds, we stand together against the misuse of Christianity. Any co-opting or corrupting of the Christian faith is unacceptable. Legally, of course, the churches can't do anything." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some French mayors defied government orders on Monday and flew Palestinian flags on town halls as France formally recognizes a Palestinian state. Socialist leader Olivier Faure made the call for towns to fly the flags. The Interior Ministry had warned against those displays, citing the risk of importing international conflict. France is home to the largest Jewish population in Europe, and anti-Semitism has been on the rise in the country for several years. This is SRN News. Spirit Airlines will furlough 1,800 of its flight attendants by year's end.
The cash-strapped budget airline says that they must make the difficult decision to put cabin crew members on a temporary leave to match staffing needs with expected flight demand during Spirit's second bankruptcy filing in a year. The union representing Spirit's flight attendants says that the airline will seek candidates willing to go on voluntary furloughs before the company moves to involuntary furloughs on December 1st, beginning in October. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Tech giant Oracle will spearhead a new joint venture being formed to assume control of TikTok in the U.S. The popular video platform, currently owned by Chinese firm ByteDance, that's raised security and privacy concerns. All the final details yet to be nailed down among Oracle and other joint venture partners, including investment firm Silver Lake Partners. SRNNews.com.